Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Agnes right here. How are you guys feeling today? What are you guys up to these days? Or should I say, what are you guys thinking of right now while listening to this podcast? You know, people these days tend to overthink everything. A common example is how people think of me. What comes to their mind the first time they talk to me? Or do I meet their expectation? No worries, guys. Today we are going to talk about personal development to the point that you don't have to worry about that questions anymore. We are going to talk about how to improve your personality so that we can be the best version of ourselves. Talking about personal development, what comes to your mind the first time you heard the sentence? Or may I say, what comes to your mind the first time you heard about personal development? Well, for me, it is about how we can improve ourselves by observing what we're good at, what we're bad at, and what would we do to strengthen those strengths and improve those weaknesses. And while thinking of it, it is safe to say that personal development might be a long life journey. But we have a lot of time to grow, so take one step at a time to make sure that we become the best version of ourselves in time. Now that we understand what is personal development, how do we do it? What is the first thing to do? I'm kind of sure you guys are curious, right? Okay, first thing first. You have to know that there are 5 areas of personal development. And what is it? The first area of personal development is mental. Exercising your brain and being mentally fit is important. Mental development can be formed by taking care of yourself. It might seem selfish, but hey, your feeling is important too. There might be circumstances where you put other people over you. This is what makes your mind isn't healthy. Or there might be a situation where you ignore your tired body. It also might be where you ignore your feelings toward others, such as anger or disappointment. Being true to yourself might help your mental states. Just don't be afraid to put yourself first. Make yourself comfortable. Rest if you think you need to. Exercise if you think your body isn't fit enough. The second area is social. Social connection and relationship are also a must. We are humans after all, and we need to socialize to learn. Through that kind of learning, we gain important skills to reach ourselves. Communication skills, problem-solving skills, relationship building, and the ability to receive and give feedback would help you to grow. We also learn from those around us and their experiences. From that kind of activity, who needs to do some brainstorming with each other, will exceed our capacity and make us the best version of ourselves with full of experiences. The third area of personal development is spiritual. Personal growth and development also can come through spirituality. In this case, you don't have to be religious because, in fact, spirituality and religion are far from each other. Spirituality means you are investing in a deeper understanding of your own self in the world around you. It helps you to get to know yourself and uncover your values. You can try some hiking and meditate in a waterfall. Oh, that's beautiful. It will help you to relax and think deeper about your own values and how to improve yourself. You can take some time to evaluate yourself and your own decision in some situation. You can start by thinking about how you could make it all different just by changing your decisions. It will help you to think better about what to do next if you're facing the same situation. The third area of personal development is emotional. Emotional connects with your ability to understand feelings. It's either your own feelings or others'. while feelings shape our thoughts and actions. Do you remember saying that say, don't make decisions while you're angry? Well, that explains everything. In your mission to the personal development, evaluate what experiences have shaped you into who you are today. While you answer that question, what have you learned? Identify how emotions have affected your way of thinking and making a decision. By evaluating and identifying, you will notice how much have you grown over time. While looking back at your journey and identifying the growth, it is likely you have fostered a sense of emotional development along the way. This requires emotional intelligence to understand what role your feelings and thoughts play. The last areas of personal development is physical. A healthy body nourishes a healthy mind. This aspect of personal development focuses on physical health, such as nutrition for your body, how much time have you sleep a day, and how many movements you make a day. Consider ways you can build this area and take note of how your body and your mind feel. You can start by take one step at a time by starting some light exercise and notice how it will affect your body and mind. You can start taking sleep 8 hours a day and notice how it will make you all happy and fresh to start the day. You can pay attention to what you eat during the day and make sure you eat something healthy and take note of how it affects your daily activity. There is always feedback even in small changes, so pay attention! Now that you know the 5 areas of personal development, have you interested to start improving yourself? I hope you are, because now I will move on to how to start personal development. What do I need to do first? Let's check it out! The first thing first, what do you need to do? First, identify areas where you'd like to improve. Take a minute to reflect on where you are right now. Ask yourself, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? In what areas do you want to focus? What kind of growth and development do you want to see in yourself? Once you have reflected on your personal goals, identify areas where you'd like to improve. The second one is work with a coach or mentor to assemble a plan. Even if it is your own personal development, you don't have to do it alone. You might need someone to lean on and to keep you on track. You might need support system. Well, put that on coaches or mentors. It will help you to stick to the plan and give you feedback along the way. The third one is structure your personal development goals. Stick to a routine. Build consistency. Start by examining your day-to-day and try to find ways to either build habits or stack new habits onto existing ones. For example, I wanted to improve my communication skill. Now, every day I need to go out for some jogging and have one new friend each time I go back home. That way, I need to talk to someone every time I do jogging while improving my health, I also improving my skills. Voila! 2 birds with 1 stone. The fourth one is be honest and aware of your progress. This also requires self-awareness. Be honest with yourself about your growth and progress. You can start by comparing what have you achieved in the period of time and what you haven't the last time you reflect on yourself. You can also gather feedback from friends, family, and colleagues to help gather insights into how you're progressing in your goals too. Wow, it is finally coming to an end. Now that I've already told you about personal development, let's work our way to improve ourselves. It may be not easy, but it would be a worthwhile journey to go through. There is no way you wouldn't gain any benefits from personal development. Well, I think I already said what needs to say about personal development. Thank you guys for sticking with me to the end. I love you guys. Bye.